राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय इनमरबल हम्बल प्रोस्टेटेड ओबिसांसेस the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva. Trila Pravishto Vishnu Pad Ashtatya Shatasi Si Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. The absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me capability to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates. Purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus. Pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees here. Today is a very auspicious day. Lunar day, dark fortnight, in the month of Jyeshtha, second month of Bengali calendar, in between from 15th May to 15th June. Like that. Let the pastimes of disappearance, or you may say ascension, but ascension not to heaven, but to Goloka Vrindavan, highest transcendental there, in that sense. Ascension anniversary or disappearance anniversary. And is Rayanamanda, the grace incarnate form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of the companions of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Prabhu lakha koreya de Radhikar Bhavan in Bengali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself recorded in his writing, 4, 3.5 most favorite companions of Radharani. And they are known as Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Mahiti, and his sister Madhavi Devi. Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Mahiti, 3, and another is sister woman Suhaab, 3.5. Most favorite associates of Radharani. And amongst them, Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, a supreme, always you can use present tense, their eternal personal associates. Of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Lila, Jayaramda is Vishakha, although in Gaur Ganadhya Deepika, written by Kavi Karnapur, who is who, means the personal associates. Very favorite associates of Chaitanya Prabhu. Who are they or who are they, you may say, in the pastimes of Krishna. That has been mentioned, indicated by Kavi Karnapur in his own writing, Gaur Ganadhya Deepika. There it is written, some say Lolita and some Vishakha. But our most revered Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has instructed Swarup Damodar is Lolita and Raya Ramananda is Vishakha. They are the most favorite companions of Radharani, supreme most. And in, as you find, inside God everything is within, inside that Raya Ramananda also, one bosom friend of Paradeep, he also has got entrance into Raya Ramananda. And the son of Pandu, Arjuna also, another Arjuna Shokhi. Arjuna also took the form of Shokhi, means confidante, Gopi Bhav, served Krishna with Gopi Bhav. They also have entered into Raya Ramananda. So Raya Ramananda is not ordinary devotee. And Chaitanya himself saying, your father, Raya Bhavananda, is Pandu. And your mother is Krishna Lila Kunti. Here are 5 Pandavas. But the eldest one is Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda, Gopinath Patanayak, Kalanidhi, Sudhanidhi, Ganinath Patanayak. hear it in all many devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They used to perform kirtan in this way. Panchabudra sange nache Rai Bhavanam. Rai Bhavananda is dancing by performing kirtan with his five sons. Here in Bengal, in many places, they do the sankirtan. Panchabudra sange nache Rai Bhavananda. Rai Bhavananda, with great joy, is dancing, uttering the name, holy name, with the five sons. Teen putra sange nache Sen Sivananda. And also Sen Sivananda, he had three sons. They were devotees. Sivananda is also dancing with his three sons. Actually, all the living beings in this world, in their real self, they have got their relation with Supreme Lord. Now it is unblocked by visceral energy because of their aversion to Supreme Lord. Now when anybody finds that they have got their own nature, real nature of the real self, causes devotion to Supreme Lord, then parents all are happy. Whole world will become Vaikuntha if they have this sort of feeling in their heart. It will be revealed by the company of Shuddha Bhakta, revelation. Now on this holy day, it is very necessary for us, those who want to be rescued from the clutches of Maya and get the highest object, Krishna Prema, highest Krishna Prema, to pray the grace of Raya Ramananda, Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tineshmaran Hai Digna Vinashan Adhirati Hai Nijo Mishra Pura. We always, our Guru Bhagavan remind us, we should think this, we should remember Guru, remember Vaishnava, remember Bhagavan. Mind is the cause of bondage, mind is the cause of emancipation. If mind thinks about non-eternal worldly things, of the non-eternal body, and bodily relations and all the objects of the material sense organs, then they will be in bondage. Mind, if your mind is thinking about Krishna and his personal spirit, even remaining in Europe or remaining in any place in the world, wherever, you are not there. Your mind is there, you are there. So you should remember. By the remembrance, all ulterior desires will be removed. Anti-devotional desires, not eternal desires will be removed. When light comes, difficulties created by darkness immediately will be removed. When divine light will come, then all difficulties will be automatically removed. But that isn't, you have to think about Supreme Lord. All existence, all knowledge, all but is Purusha Satchidananda. And His grace incarnate is also spiritual, completely spiritual, transcendental. So if you can remember His grace incarnate form and Supreme Lord, then that divine light will come and all ignorance will be removed and all difficulties automatically will be removed. Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan Tineshmaran Tineshmaran Digna Vinashan Achiratihaya Nijo Vishnuvan, your cherished object, your desired object you can get. Krishna praying. Now, you see, Raya Rama appeared in Bedpur, near Puri, about 12 miles from Puri. We had been to that place several times. That is called Alalnath. Actually, it is not Alalnath, Albarnath. Albar word is Tamil word of Madras, Chennai. Albar means personal associates of Narayan, realized souls. Before Ramanu, long before Ramanu, there was a big history of that, about devotion of Narayan. And 12 Albars, realized souls, they selected the place of Brahmagiri, where Brahma performed penance in Alalnath. Alalnath, ordinary people say Alalnath, but the word Albarnath. Albar means realized souls, and master of realized souls is Narayan. Alalnath Narayan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go after Snan Yatra of Jagannath Dev, bathing ceremony of Jagannath Dev. For 15 days, Jagannath temple is closed. So out of separation grief, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to Alalnath. There, that Albarnath, there he used to remain. And just after that, 15 days, nobody is allowed to see Jagannath. At that time, they were busy in beautifying the deity, Angaraj Seva, the service of beautifying. And also, it is thinking of the devotees of Jagannath. Jagannath, after bathing Jagannath, Jagannath is in. So Jagannath cannot take all this bhog, rice, etc. So they used to give beverage, drinking something thereby of their preparation. For 15 days, we say sharbat with yogurt mix, like that. They used to give for 15 days. These sort of pastimes were there. And it has been written, although I heard from our Guru Bhargava, our Gurudev, the Raya Ramananda's previous family, they belong to Vishnusami Sampradaya. But it is written in Bhajan Nirai, on one book, that Raya Ramananda was the disciple of Raghavendra Puri, and Raghavendra was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So they are linked with Madhavendra Puri. Raya Ramananda. So Raya Ramananda, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, in the month of Devali month, Magh, it is winter season, Magh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Katwa. After that, he went to Puri in Phalgun, next to Magh. And in the month of Chaitra, he rescued Vasudev Sarvabhaum from Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy is Supreme Lord is one, and Jivas are also Supreme Lord like that. So Om Om Brahma. And refuted that. And Vasudev Sarvabhaum became devotee, a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu then started for South India, he started for just after that in Vaishakh, the first month of Bengali calendar, Vaishakh. He left for, at that time, Vasudev Sarvabhaum said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I couldn't understand about the highest order of Prema Bhakti of Rai Ramananda at that time. I met him. But I used to cut. What he used to speak? Pure devotion. And I used to say something against that. But when I came in contact with you, and after they understood that that one is my mission. So, always you remain in ecstatic feeling. He gave Krishna Das, one servitor, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kurma Mandir, Kurmachal. Kurma means tortoise, tortoise Bhagavan. Tortoise Bhagavan in different forms. Now here, I think that Grantho, that this book is for published.
Very soon.
When? Kurma. And Kurma Mandir, there is Kurma Mandir. He visited that Kurma Mandir. And the Kurma Vipra. He met one devotee, Kurma Vipra. And asked him, ordered him to preach Harinam Sankirtan everywhere. Now, after that, one Vasudev Vipra, one leper, leper leprous, very seriously, a ulcerous leper. He could not move. He did not think about his own disease, but he thought, I should have the opportunity to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to have his darshan, then my life will be successful. Somehow he came there, and Chaitanya left first other places in South India. And he was disappointed and weeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. One devotee. And embraced that man. And he became a very nice body. No leper, nothing. And he said, why you have done this? I was in leprosy, that was my eternal good. Now you have made me this nice body. I shall have some sort of ego of this. I cannot worship. No. You will be able to worship. Don't think about this. After that, he came to Godavari. No, Singhachalam. Singhachalam, one temple there in the mountain. Nishinga Singhachalam, Nishinga Mandir. There, making obeisance and performing kirtan, he again proceeded and came to Godavari. And he saw Godavari as Yamuna. Always searched with the ecstatic love feeling of Krishna as the Krishna's pastimes. We personally go to Vrindavan and see Yamuna, but no such to me, at least to me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you think this is Yamuna. Godavari is also a holy river. There, after crossing the Godavari, on the other place, there is one place, Kobu. And he went there to bath in the river, and after that, he was waiting for Raya Ravandu there. Raya Ravandu will be here. When they are sitting, Lord there, non-different, Supreme Lord and His base incarnate form or devotee, non-different. Party with music. And he was like a governor in that place. So he came there and he alighted from the and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, knowing fully well, I am your servant. I am Shudra. Shudra means a lower caste in India. I am Shudra and lower caste. I am your humble servant. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced. And there was ecstatic feelings of prem because the contact with Vishakha and Krishna, outside people they were astonished. This man is Shudra of lower family. And this Sannyasi, big, very big Sannyasi, tall figure, and so like a Supreme Lord. Why they have this sort of ecstatic feelings? They were astonished to see this. By seeing them around, all these are, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restricted his feeling. And also, there is a difficulty in the machine, in the apparatus, everything is disturbed. This is the elaborate subject. Some time is already spent in the difficulty. Directly, if we are present, and the freeness is there to speak. Now we see Raya Ramananda where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. He came to that place and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda had contact and ecstatic feeling. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about Vasudev Sarvam. Vasudev Sarvam particularly, very particularly, requested me to see you. Then Ramananda said, he has got affection for me, but that isn't for my eternal benefit. He has asked you to come. You should remain here at least for 5-7 days, otherwise I shall not be sanctified. My mind is impure. I shall come later on when there will be no such people and meet you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear Harikatha from Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda said, what I can, I shall speak. If you remain here, then I shall be sanctified. Sanchajya Rama Vita Bhakta Mege Bhakti Siddhanta Chayam Vritani Gurabdi Rete Vatunam Omuna Omuna Etna Etoish Ukkara Pulavattu Ratna Layatan Kajati. You will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is written. It is a very important subject. Here, one illustration has been given. By the heat of the sun, there is moisture, vapor. Vapor comes out from the ocean. And that moisture creates clouds. And that clouds again, through rainfall, comes to the earth. And through rivers and others again, reaches the ocean. Ocean is compared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is replying. But here, generally, we find devotees they ask and Supreme Lord reply. But here, just the opposite. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's imparted power, like a cloud. Cloud is comes from the ocean. And again by rains, again it goes to the ocean. In that way it has been explained. The Raya Ramananda is not speaking by his own power. Raya Ramananda is replying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. Gradual development of theism. I had the opportunity to hear about this from the lotus leaves of our most revered Gurudev in Assam. When one very rich person wanted his present in his house, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Maharaj said, that on condition, if you hear me, then I shall stay. For 1 month, he wants Guru Maharaj's presence there for 1 month. You have to sit and hear. I can spare time in the morning, 8:30 to 9:30. He daily used to stay. And our Guru Maharaj explained this Raya Ramananda Prasanga. Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu conversation, dialogue. For 1 month, within 1 hour, within 2 hours, you can finish it. Very important subject. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Parasulok Sadhara Rinnaya. You determine the sadhya. Sadhya means that which is attained by sadhana. by procedure or means, method, that which is attained, it is called Shraddha. Shraddha means the object. What is the object to be attained? And you should speak not by your own intellect. I do not want to hear from you. Whatever you should speak, it should be substantiated by scriptural evidence. Then Raya Ramananda replied, Sadharma Jarane Vishnu Bhakti Hoy. Here Raya Ramananda said, Vishnu Bhakti, Vishnu, who is Vishnu? All pervading spirit, Almighty Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu is the object of worship. We have to satisfy, we have to serve Vishnu. Method, Sadharma Charane. Sadharma means, now the conditioned souls, they are in the shackles of Maya. In this world, in our Indian philosophy, you have already heard, external potency has got three primal qualities. Primeval qualities or primal qualities. From the origin of it. Sattva, Rajo, Tamo. Rajogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. And the conditioned souls are enveloped by that external potency. Sattva-gun, there are several qualities, mainly goodness and virtuousness. They worship Supreme Lord. They have got the dedicated life. They are called Brahmins. They don't want worldly things. They engage themselves to read the Vedas and to spread the knowledge of the Vedas. They are Brahmins. Goodness and virtuousness, mainly. And by Rajagun, there are Kshatriyas, activeness and spiritedness. Shortly to briefly to say, not elaborately I am going to say here. They are very active and they can govern. They are courageous. They can sustain, maintain the innocent and punish the culprits without any fear. They are Kshatriyas. They used to govern in India earlier. After the invasion of foreigners, this system has been disturbed. This system was there. Kshatriya. And another Tamagun. In Tamagun, ignorance is there. And vice is called Shudra. In between Shudra, in between Rajagun and Tamagun, Rajas Tamagun is Vaishya, there is another. Vaishya means those who are merchants, traders, who earn money. They have got the intelligence to do this. And they have got respect for cows. They used to serve cows, Brahmins. All these qualifications they have got. And they are earning money by business. They are called Vaishya, Rajastava, and Tamagun, Shudra. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Varna. And there are stages. In Brahmin, they have got four stages. Brahmacharya, Garastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Celibate life, celibate student life. And Garastha, household life. then hermit life, and ultimately mendicant ascetic life, sannyas. These are the stages. There are stages. Brahmin have got the, ultimately they can become sannyas. Vaishya and Kshatriya, Kshatriya Vaishya up to Vanaprastha. And Shudra only household. Household duty. Okay. These are serving the three foreigners. This is not by birth. Active, but now there's been this society is made by birth. But previously the qualities. Tatu Varnam Maya system, Una Karma Vivakasha. You will find in the Gita. Chaitanya said, I created this four varna and ashram for you according to qualities, not according to birth. But now no Rishi Munis are there, so no disturbance has been created in the India by foreign invasion. So now it is going on by birth. But it's very scientific. And the Varnasam Dharma, by Varnasam Dharma, which is Triguna Vishayavidam is Triguna Bhavarjuna in Gita says, Vedas has taught this sort of Varnasam Dharma. Triguna Vishayavidam is Triguna Bhavarjuna. Also Nirgun Bhav is also there in Vedas. But the ordinary people, they cannot accept Nirgun. They are now in the bondage. So a gradual procedure should be shown to them. From tamagun to rajagun, rajagun to sattagun, sattagun to nirgun, there is not again. It is not gentle. In this way, by performing varnasam dharma, they can satisfy, they can serve, they can worship Vishnu. By serving Vishnu, only way is varnasam dharma. This is the first stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bajjo, Aage Kaho Aar. Eho Bajjo. Our Guru Maharaj is to explain this for days together. So I am to speak very swiftly, like Rajdhani Express, what can be done? I cannot speak. Short, if we make short, you will not be able to understand. Eva Bhajja, this is external. What? I have come to give something. By this, that will not be attained. So it is external to that. He did not say it is nothing. Varna Samdham is nothing. He did not say that. He said, it is external, outside my cherished object, desired object, outside. Yo bhajja, aage kaha, please say something better, ahead to this. Please say something onwards, ahead to this. Then, Dhyar Amandu says, Krishna Karmarpan Sadhyasa. The best Sadhya object is Krishna Karmarpan. In Vishnu, the personality is not so clear. By the word Krishna, he is the enjoyer and master of all. Supreme Lord. That knowledge is manifested there in Krishna word. So Krishna is all powerful, all existent, all powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipotent. Krishna is Paramparush. To serve Krishna, but without the desires of fruits. Now the Varnasam Dharma, there it is given an allurement of fruits. If you do Dharastha Dharma correctly, you will go to heaven. There are 14 worlds, 7 worlds up, 7 worlds, nether worlds, down. Bhūbhuva janamahat attapa sapta. Now if you do Grihastha Ashram correctly, you will go to heaven. And if you perform Brahmacharya Ashram, then general of, and if you perform Vanaprastha Ashram, maha saptalo, tapalo, and sannyasa saptalo, that is all within this material universe. Those worlds are within material universe. They can't even get a soul. But there is better than this world. Higher than this world. For those fruits that, and it will be mentioned in this Vedas, if you do this, you will get this kind of fruits. But here, it is said you should do without the desire of fruits. Yes, you do it. But without it, that karasi, that adrasi, that joshari, that tapasya vadya, that purusha madarpanam, in Gita it is said. Whatever you do, that karasi, whatever you eat, that asnasi, and whatever performance you do for oblation, in your oblation, and that karasi, that asnasi, that joshi, dadashi, whatever you donate, you give, and whatever you perform penance, all the fruits you have to give, offer to Supreme Lord, you are not to take it. This is higher than Vadasana Dharma. Vadasana Dharma, they are doing this with the object of getting mundane benefits, worldly benefits. But here, they are doing no worldly benefits. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Evabhajya Agegar. This is also external. He speaks something as better than this. This is also external, yes. Because their ego is there in this world. Material ego, Satyagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, Rajasthamagun. With that material ego they are doing, their ego is pinned down in this world. How they can go? I have come to give something which they cannot be able to take, get it. So this was external to that. To my cherished object, external. I do not say it is nothing, but it is external. You say something higher than this. Ahead. Now you see why? Without wanting fruits they are doing with their wanting fruits, because whenever you do any action, no action conditioned soul can do without doing any sins. Yagar Rajagun, Shaktagun, Tamagun. Tamagun, the propensity to commit sin. Only Shaktagun predominates in Brahmin. Rajagun, Tamagun is also there. And Rajagun predominates in Kshatriya. Sattva-gun, Tamagun also is there. So, they also commit sins. While doing karma, disablation, there are some defects also. If they take the fruits, so they are for the wrong doing, they have to take that, also bad effects. For that reason, after doing Varnasrama Dharma, they don't want the fruits. All fruits they give to Supreme Lord. But their ego is there. This world is so many diverse varieties here. variegatedness. Our Guru Varga used to say, this world is the place of immense suffering, intolerable suffering, because so many variegatedness, so many variety, diverse variety, and waves of suffering, waves of suffering. But if they do not do karma, then that suffering will be less. But their ego is in the ignorance. They are in the ignorance. External potency is the nascence, potency of nascence. For that reason, that is not the place of peace. There is no good actual peace, but they may not get a tremendous suffering. Listen, world is place of tremendous suffering, and beyond that, now they be better this karma arpan. And after that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he is also external, then Laira Bhakta said, sarva sadharma tyag kusadvasa. When all these varnasam dharma, whether with the desire of fruits or without the desire of fruits, not beneficial for the human beings, conditioned souls, then I say, we should give up this karma. Karma with desires, karma with no desires. Give up. And he has given the illustration. Ajgaiva gunandvasan maya dhishtar mishaka. Dharman sadhya javas. Sadhya maang bhajat sadhya sadhya. You have to, so the Supreme Lord has made all the instructions according to the eligibility of the conditioned souls. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, all these conditioned souls. But a real sadhu, actual sadhu, he will judge about the merits and demerits of this, which is beneficial for us. Even what God has given permission because of his competency to do that, because of Rajagun, because of Kaptamagun, because of Sattagun, they cannot do it beyond that. For that reason. But a real saint says, will understand Krishna's intention by not adhering into the order of the Supreme Lord. He can do something which can satisfy Krishna. The such sadhu is very rarely to be found. And again another illustration has been given from Gita. Sarvadharmān parityajya māṁ ekam śaraṇaṁ vraja. Aṁ kvam sarvabhe bhavakkaśne mahasuja. This is the highest commandment in the Gita. Most secret of all secrets. You give up all dharma, varnasam dharma, any kind of dharma, any other, yoga, jnana, etc., everything, and take absolute shelter to me. I am giving you assurance, I shall rescue you from all sins. He was talking to Arjuna. Now, here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest commandment, highest teaching in the Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Eho Bhajyati, he is also external. I have not come to speak about this. How can I understand this? This Sarvadham Bhaktarja Mahabhikam Sarvadham Dhirya Hankya Sarvadham Mukkashya Mahasuja, it is also outside my teaching, not within my teaching. You will not get it. Why? He is not actual Sharanagati. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has got no belief in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He believe in Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, His supremacy. He is saying to Arjuna, I shall rescue you from all sins if you do not do duties of these worldly duties. He has got apprehension. If I do not do worldly duties, then I shall commit sin, I shall have to go to hell. And God has to give to him this guarantee. This is guaranteed Sharanagati. This is not actual Sharanagati. Unconditional surrender, there should be unconditional surrender. A conditional surrender. When you have submitted to Krishna, why you are thinking that you will commit sin? If you serve Krishna, you serve all. Is at the root. You have got an actual belief. And God has to give some guarantee to you. This guarantee is Sharanagati. This is external. And there is no word here how to get Sharanagati by the association of Buddha White, Shuddha Bhakta. It is not mentioned here. It is external. By this, where you can go? You can go to Viraja. Viraja means where there is no creation. There is no creation. There is also a place of ignorance, nascence, not place of peace. Not so much disturbance is there, because no variegatedness. Beyond that, Brahmadham, then after that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is external, please say something ahead to this. Jnana Mishra Bhakti Sadhyasa. Then he said, ki bhakti by which we can get Brahmananda, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasatiti Nakamshati, Sama Sarvesha Bhutesha Mad Bhakti Lavate Param. When we shall get Brahmananda, we shall be satisfied. No trouble will be there, Brahmananda. That is beyond Viraja. It is Ananda. Brahmananda is Ananda. But there are no waves of Ananda. Only Ananda, formless Ananda. Without any variegatedness. No variegate, no variety, no diversity. Diverse. Variety. So what that is? No, there are waves of Ananda. This is also outside Vaikuntha. This is not it. I have not come to give this. You have to speak something higher than this. Then he said, ultimately, Jnana Shunna Bhakti Sadhyasa. Now you have to understand this. From here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching starts. This is the gradual development of theism. Belief in God, gradual development. Our Guru Maharaj, I could not remember all, but I am trying for my own benefit to remember the teachings which Guru Maharaj used to give, explain. But time is short. But that is, how long I can speak? Now you see, then bits more. Jnane prayasa buddhavasya namante eva jivanti sankudhaitam bhavadhyabhata. Sthane siddhudam tanuvang manavi je prayasa jidhaitam prasitva isthuratam. It should be substantiated by verse, this verse from Bhagavat. By my own endeavor, by my own intellectual knowledge, by my own effort, if I can know Brahma, If I can know Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will be subservient to me. This sort of process of assumption, inductive process, is inductive process. By inductive process, you cannot have contact with Supreme Lord, which is self-effulgent. There it is, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Satyati Na Kaankshati. Na Satyati Na Kaankshati. Samaya Sarvesha Udhir Madhbhagyam. After that, after Brahma Bhuta, when you will be Brahma Bhuta, actually will be reinstated in his own self, then bhakti will start. Here the Brahma has said, with vigorously, with great emphasis, that we should not have this sort of endeavor that we can know Supreme Lord by our own intelligence and wisdom and by our own endeavor. Supreme Lord is one. Supreme cannot be many. Asamartha, there is no equal to him, more than him. Where there is no equal to him, more than him, there is no other way except Supreme Lord to get Supreme Lord. There is no other way. This way is can attain Supreme Lord. That way will be either equal to Supreme Lord or more. There is nothing equal to him or more than him. So only by his desire you can get. If by the desire of you get me, then your predominance is there. Your dominance is there. You will be predominant. And if I get by my desire you, then you will be subservient to me. If other by other desires God can be attained, then God will lose his position. For that reason, he would do something for his satisfaction. Then by his satisfaction, by his desire, by his satisfaction, if you get the Shuddha Bhakti, then God will have his own position intact. If you say by karma I can get, then karma, you do not want Krishna. You are doing worship for getting mundane and here and hereafter in heaven, some benefits. Not for Krishna. And Krishna is to yield there. Krishna will lose his absolute position. Krishna's absolute position will be lost. Jnani, they do not want all these material desires. They want emancipation. They want to merge themselves to formless Brahma. But they do not want Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord is to yield to there, then Supreme Lord will lose his position. He does not want Supreme Lord. And he should get Supreme Lord by this process. Then Supreme Lord will lose his position. Yogis, they want Siddhi, all kinds of Anima, all kinds of Siddhi. Here is realization. There is in this worldly realization. And also to get to merge themselves in Paramatma. The general one Supreme Lord, why Supreme Lord will come? So the only way to get is bhakti. And that bhakti, how we can get? Jnana prayasa gurubhasya, you have to throw it, you have to get this strength. Then why my own effort I can know? He is Supreme Lord, he is self-effulgent. One will submit to him unconditionally. Here submission is clear because sadhu sangha is there. Jnana prayasa namanteva. Submit. Submit to him. Jivanti sanmukhidam bhavadeva partam. And you remain, you you sustain your life, you spend your life by hearing Harikatha from sadhu. Sadhu with Harikatha will enter into your heart and will draw you to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Bhagavan is doing it. Bhagavan and sadhu, a real sadhu, is non-different. Here actual Saranagati will be there, where you will find a surrendered soul, bona fide surrendered soul. Then you can have Saranagati. You will find in Gita and other, also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. Saranga Saranagati Vahiyati Jahar, Jahar Parthana Shrasi Nanda Kumar, Rupa Sanatana Pade Vantati Dagodi, Bhagavati Vinoda Pade Rupa Dagodi. By only practicing sixfold Saranagati you cannot get. But you have to approach a realized soul, Rupa Sanatana, your Gurudev. Then that will be imparted your real nature of the real self, real Saranagati will be manifested. By real Saranagata, who has already surrendered and whose eternal real self is awakened, he can awake others. He can impart it to others. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is, I affirm this, I confirm it. From this, yes, this is correct. From the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is started. And after that, bhakti, prema bhakti, not bhakti with the instruction and injunction of the scriptures under rules and regulations. Bhakti with the spirit of love. When you are hungry, then you like whatever is given to you, it is tasteful. When you are not hungry, even if very tasteful dishes are given to you, this is not good. That hunger should be there, rag. And after that, the santaras, dasaras, sakharas, vasularas, madurras, and ultimately radhani. All these happenings, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing Chaitanya Radharamanda said, first I thought you were a sannyasi, now I am seeing that you are Krishna, Dandanandan Krishna, and before you, the golden complexion Radharani is there. You are the combined manifestation of Radha Krishna. Radharamanda said it. So if you find time, any other time, then this can be explained later on. Now it is 10. At the end, I want to say my innumerable prostrate obeisances, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal most favored essence are non-different, and their grace through these grace incarnate forms. So I should pray to them and grace incarnate form through the sacred channel to our Gurudev and Guru Bhargava. If they grace me, then I can have the opportunity to enter into the transcendental realm of the highest object which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give, the highest frame. So, I pay my innumerable positive humble obeisances to the Lotus Feet of Raya Ramananda and other our most revered Gurudev and other Guru Bhargava to forgive me for my all offenses and to give me some power so that I can submit myself. Any moment this non-eternal body may be finished. So devotion, pure devotion should go with me. With the desire, God will fulfill me.
Krishna.